Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Mining company ordered out of Arizona's Ironwood Forest National Monument. After over a year of negotiations with mining giant Asarco Grupo Mexico, the Bureau of Land Management issued a trespass notice on May 17th to the company for illegally building a pipeline, a power line, and a road within the Ironwood Forest National Monument west of Tucson, Arizona. Asarco's trespass lies within the Silver Bell Mountains, home to the last viable desert bighorn sheep herd in the Tucson Basin, and important habitat for the endangered Cactus ferruginous pygmy owl and Nichols Turk's Head cactus. The trespass notice ordered Asarco to place $1.1 million surety bond within 30 days and says this corporate crime may also involve violations of the Endangered Species Act, National Historic Preservation Act, Archaeological Resource Protection Act, Clean Water Act, and mining laws. Despite strong local concern, Asarco lobbied Interior Secretary Gail Norton, Congressman Jim Colby, and others to acquire 432 acres of monument lands to get itself out of a less than 10-acre illegal trespass. Political, legal, and media pressure from the Center for Biological Diversity, Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection, Arizona Desert Bighorn Sheep Society, the Sierra Club, and local landowners blocked any such backroom industry favoritism. Although Asarco has been ordered to remove the pipeline, power line, and road from the Ironwood Monument, conservationists are disturbed by the new BLM Tucson field office manager is now working to protect Asarco instead of the monument. In recent secret meetings with Asarco, BLM agreed to slash the bond by $1 million and seems willing to accept the company's rip-and-run plan in response to the trespass notice. The Center for Biological Diversity, the Western Mining Action Project, and others are following up on outstanding concerns about toxic contamination, lack of scientifically supportable habitat restoration and monitoring plans, disturbance to bighorns during critical mating and lambing seasons, and failure to enact conservation easements agreed to 10 years ago. This story by the Center for Biological Diversity. You can visit their website at www.biologicaldiversity.org. Greenpeace fails in British mahogany appeal. Greenpeace has failed to block the import of a shipment of Amazonian mahogany into Britain in a court case the environmental group said could seriously hurt efforts to save the precious endangered wood. Greenpeace had fought government policy allowing the imports but lost an appeal against a high court decision allowing the shipment to enter Britain. The test case could set a precedent allowing other shipments. Greenpeace had argued Britain's failure to seize the shipment breached European and international law. It also argued Britain's decision not to seize shipments bound for its shores contravened the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species, which London has signed. Greenpeace's lawyers said Britain should block all imports of the slow-growing hardwood unless their export permits can be proved to be genuine. But two senior judges at London's appeal court threw out their case, saying the government was entitled to assume permits were valid. This is a terrible outcome for the future of the Amazon rainforest, Greenpeace campaign director John Sauvin said after the hearing. A government supposedly committed to curbing illegal timber trade should be ashamed that it has instead fought for a result that will allow this trade to flourish. The European Commission told EU states in March not to allow shipments of mahogany from the Amazon into Europe without ensuring the timber was legally felled first. European countries, including Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, have seized imports in recent months. Brazil outlawed the trade and transport of mahogany last year after finding 70% of the timber was being logged illegally. In February, the Brazilian government launched Operation Rescue, a plan to hunt down illegal loggers and recover the wood. A Brazilian environment agency recently estimated mahogany will run out in 8 years in the Amazon at current rates of deforestation. This story from the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by, see the friend.